Hello, everyone. This is Ben Kelly, the Strong Seminarian, bringing another Bible verse devotion today. If you would like to know more about the work I do, please visit my website, endeavoringorthodoxy.com, or subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Strong Seminarian. Today's verses come from Psalm 47, verses 8 through 9. They read, God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Our culture exists in a perpetual state of political turmoil. I cannot tell you how many Christians I meet almost weekly that seem to always be anxious, worried, fearful, upset, angry, hateful, or some combination of this list due to political or social problems. And while Christians should not be oblivious towards political or social concerns, I think they should also not allow their entire worldview to be shaped based on the current political landscape. The verses we're looking at today, they give us a taste of who is actually in control of the political landscape or the social powers that exist in this world. You see, God is actually in control and allows the current power systems in this world to actually be in power. This is a subject called God's providence. When we say God's providence, we mean the relationship God has with creation in controlling and governing the universe. Now, some people have believed that God simply set up the universe at the beginning of time and then let it go on its own way, like a clock being wound up and keeping time. Yet this is an entirely different perspective than what we read in the scriptures. As in today's verses, we see a God that is intimately involved with his creation as he reigns over the nations. This is also different from saying that God is part of creation, like they are one and the same. Today's verses demonstrate that God is clearly differentiated from his creation and is clearly in control of that creation. This means that the universe is not governed by random chance, nor is the universe controlled by some cold and impersonal fate. What we see in Scripture is a God who is involved and governs his creation while being completely distinct from creation at the same time. And this is what we see in today's verses. We see a God who is ruling over the nations. He is in charge of what is happening in the world, yet he is also above the nations, and that is why he can be worshiped and is expected to be worshiped. But we do not think like this. Most of us get so caught up in the everyday problems of this world that we lose sight that although terrible things do happen, it is God who is in control and allows such things to happen. Now, why does God allow bad things to happen? That is really a difficult question, and it takes a lot of time to answer it. But here it will suffice to say that things like evil happen because they fulfill God's purposes. God doesn't cause them to happen. He allows them to happen to fulfill his purposes, which are different from our own, and they must be fulfilled. We often only see the terrible things that have happened. We see the pain that we have caused or the pain that has been done to us, or just bad things have happened. And we are often controlled by our circumstances and lose sight of how the God of the universe is controlling and relating to our daily lives. Sin, which was brought into the world by humanity, has broken this world and separated us from God. But in Jesus Christ, we not only see an example of someone who was righteously living, knowing that God the Father was in control and providentially ruling over creation, but we also see in Jesus a taste of the goodness of God's providence as Jesus was ushering in the kingdom of God. Jesus was known for great teaching, but he was also known as a miracle worker, healing people, feeding people where there was no food, and even bringing people back to life. In Jesus, we see the goodness of God's providence being acted out within his creation. We get a taste of what eternity with God will be like, with no more sin or darkness. It is because Jesus has conquered sin that we can experience this. We simply have to live in relationship with him so that he is recognized as both Lord and Savior. Know Jesus and know the providence of God. You will experience peace. So I hope you enjoyed today's devotion. If you're hearing the gospel for the first time and you have questions, feel free to reach out to me. Be encouraged by God's word today and each day. And please consider subscribing for content each day. I love you all. God bless you.